Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Here's your guest lineup on an Open Line Thursday. Brian Baldinger joins us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL playoffs and Commanders with him. Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals at 8:25. And at 9:40, we'll be joined by Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti Show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. So that's at 9:40.
All right.
The listeners have responded on Open Line Thursday.
I didn't mean to get too personal, but it's just yesterday's crazy. I got it. Today's crazy. And here's the kicker. I'm not even going to be around this weekend when they're releasing her tomorrow. So we're going to have to send her to my sister's house for a couple days.
Right.
Try to figure
her house
out.
Set up nice. Like, that's
not
the
yet.
Hard part.
Not yet.
I have a friend who's had to deal with this, and they had to move. Because they have a three-level house, and the house isn't set up for wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make it work. But, you know, yeah, I got to get bars installed in my bathroom. I got to get one of those chair things,
yep.
You know, to ride up the chair to get up the stairs. You know, and we'll limit some of that stuff. But it's a lot.
You touched a nerve, my friend.
Yeah. All right, we'll bang out. We'll try to mix it up because I see there's some football calls here. It is... an Open Line Thursday. I believe it's Thursday. Isn't it Thursday, Kicks?
It is the day, yes.
Commanders related, I put up our drink Surfside poll of the day. Of course, we love Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka. Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is... is Vegas disrespecting the Commanders, making them prohibitive underdogs? They are big underdogs. This isn't a 3-point game, a 4-point game, a 5-point game.
It's a big number.
Is it 9.5 still?
I saw 9.5 yesterday. Let me check it now. I was checking on FanDuel.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's fine. They've had a great season. There's nothing you could say that to disrespect this current team. You know, it's a good football team.
They
got a lot of talent.
I guess you'd
offense.
Have to go back and look, but. Yeah, it's 9.5. The Lions are -500 on the money line. That's a huge number in a divisional round where you're down to 8 teams, all right, the best 8 teams, and you got -500 on the money line. Now, that's just a big, big number.
It's
bigger than the Chiefs, who are, you know, defending champs.
I like being an underdog, though, so let's see what happens. All right, let's go to Simone in Germantown. Simone, what's up?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
Calling regarding what EB was talking about with his mom.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of experience in this area, so there are ways to get her services covered.
Uh-huh.
I guess the first thing I wanted to know is Medicare your mom's primary insurance or is the other insurance?
The other one, that's what's screwing us up, the way it changed
what's
recently.
What's the name of it, do you know?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to get too involved
in it. So it's not Medicare.
But Medicare's like the backup, but that's like what screws it all up.
Okay, so here's how you get around that. So because that insurance has denied your mom, Medicare should be able to pick that up as a secondary because those are services that Medicare does cover. Also, some of the equipment that she will need at home, Medicare also covers those.
So
if the primary insurance is not covering it, you are able to get those covered through Medicare.
Yeah, like they're paying for a wheelchair. They're paying for some stuff. So that's true. I should ask about the bars
and
stuff like that.
Do you know these answers because you're in the industry or you just had to deal with it with a parent?
Yes, I've worked in the medical industry, insurance industry for over 14 years.
Okay.
And I've also been a caregiver. I work with patients who are on hospice care. So I deal with this stuff all the time. And so there are ways to get around it. And also, if you can get your mother's doctor to write a letter of medical necessity explaining why she needs to have these services, again, it is a process sometimes, but they will eventually cover it because they cannot deny her you know, services that she needs. And so if there is a doctor that's saying, look, she needs to have these services, she is unable to do these things while she's home alone, you can get those services covered. Even someone coming to the home to take care of her, Medicare will cover those things.
Yeah.
To have someone
just
come
sounds
to
like a lot of hoops to jump through.
It's a lot. Simone, thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your expertise. If you're bored at some point, follow me on Twitter or send me a DM or something on Twitter. And
I already follow all of you guys on Twitter. I am a longtime listener of the show, so I already follow you.
Send me a message.
Okay,
send me a message so I could possibly get back in touch with you. Thank you.
Okay,
EV Junkies on Twitter.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's a lot, but like they were even saying, and I don't want, you know, ruin everyone's day, but like the home nursing, whatever that comes to your house that Medicare pays for, they told me straight up. They're like, it's a once a week thing.
Yeah.
They come in for an hour and they basically see your meds.
Right.
And they're out.
Yeah.
It's not like a home nurse. You know, you're not,
that's
you know,
there every day.
You're not getting anything out
no,
of it.
No, that's what
checking
my grandma used to do is she would come like once a week, like. Do some PT stuff with her.
Yeah,
I mean, make sure all the pills are in order.
That's exactly what
you do. Ask her some questions,
so
and then
it's nice, but it's basically useless.
And then basically take the parents in the back room and say, "Here's her response to my questions. Is she doing this or is she lying?"
Yeah,
that's basically what.
Yeah,
what they do.
Yeah, and the same thing with OT. I think occupational therapy / PT comes twice a week. You know, they knock out
She's
a half
probably
hour,
right,
they check
that,
the box,
that
and
they'll,
get out of there.
Cover more of what they're saying now. But it's going to take, like, you got to jump through hoops. It's going to take a few days.
You're also in a battle when the PT people say that they could do this, so they want to make it look like they're doing their job, right? Oh, no, she can do this. She can do this. Really? Well, let me see her do it.
But it,
and then the doctors believe the PT over the parents.
But even
Trust
if the
me,
doctor writes
the
a letter
kids.
Writes a letter to the insurance company, and then it's just going to take a few days. Like, they're not going to respond an hour after they receive the letter.
It's not seamless. It's going to be trying and frustrating.
All right, I'll do one more, and then we'll move on and do football, okay? Because I don't want to, you know, ruin everyone's day. Let's go to Nick in Arlington. Nick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Eric, I wanted to let you know, I don't know if you're aware, but if you check with your personal health coverage that you have through your job or whatever, you will likely be eligible for FMLA coverage, which is care for a family member with a condition. It's good for yourself, obviously, but also immediate family.
I'm betting against it.
Oh, I would bet.
Just knowing this,
I would bet a lot of money against it.
Just knowing the environment that we're in. But yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go through HR. They'll advocate for you. I would
what
say
HR?
When you get the.
We don't
when
even
you
have
get,
HR.
Do you have medical coverage through Odyssey or through Dina?
I'm the only one that uses our work one. The rest of my family uses Dina.
Gotcha.
But I appreciate it, Nick. I appreciate it. I will try
to.
Yeah, we
appreciate
the
tip. I just don't think it's going to be that helpful.
The only reason why I laugh is just because, you know, our insurance is kind of
laughable.
I mean, you could do a whole thing on
you
that.
You won't take 7 weeks off to take care of your mom. That's what he's saying.
Huh?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, I don't know. No. Here's the thing. I don't want to. I've said this to my mother for 20 years. She can live with me. She can do everything she has. She's my mother, and my world is her world, my house is her house, but I can't deal with the bathroom stuff. I draw the line at the bathroom stuff, and that's where I need nurses, or she got to figure it out, or you know what I'm saying. I'm just not physically capable of doing that with my mother.
You'll be better when she takes over your simulator room.
Yeah. I just can't. So that's the crisis that I'm in.
For a guy who's so obsessed with his own poop, that's kind of weird. You can't. That's a step too far.
For me, like, dealing like with my naked mother.
Yeah.
I can't. It's a step too far for me.
I understand.
They're not great options. I mean, when my dad was in his wheelchair, there were a few times where I had to take him to the bathroom and hold like a funnel while he went to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, I had similar issues with my dad towards the end. It's not.
It's horrifying.
It's awful, and it sucks.
Yeah, but my wife Dina is the same. She's done the worst things you could do. To help my mother.
Sure.
I can't do some of those things.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So I gotta get some of that.
You know
stuff
what's
straightened out.
A depressing thought is the fact that if we're lucky enough to get to that age.
I know, that's your
gonna,
reward. That's your great reward.
That's going to happen to
for
us.
For living a long life. Yeah, I know.
I mean, someone's going to be, one of your kids or grandkids is going to be doing, wiping your butt. Sorry, I don't even know if I could say that. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, and the thing is they're horrified by it too.
Yeah.
My, they have to help my mom sponge her or put her in the shower or whatever.
Or give her a bath,
and
right.
She's humiliated by it too.
Yeah, it's so depressing.
And, you know, no one wants to do it. They're humiliated by it. It's just, you know.
Well, it's unfortunate that you have this situation with the insurance company. Like, my mom had set it up so that she would have that full-time care if needed. And Medicare covered everything that she did. You have some sort of loophole. I don't know why that is
preventing
you. Okay,
here's why. My father had a pension with the Presbytery for 50 years.
Right.
She's part of the pension. They have this company, Medicare's the plan B part of it, whatever. Mm. It's a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's talk football. Let's go to, let me see here.
Do you think that the Commanders are being disrespected, EB? I'm looking at the early results on the poll. You can vote at Junks Radio, our Surfside poll of the day.
Do I think they're being disrespected? Slightly.
Detroit minus 500, as Jason said, that's a big time line.
I would say it's definitely slightly disrespected, and certainly, and of course they are. If I was on staff over there, I would be playing that up like a mug.
Now, when we had Lewis Riddick on the show, if you just listened to the Lewis Riddick interview, you would think, man, that's going to be a nearly impossible feat to beat this team the way that Lewis Riddick was talking about their lines. And
yeah, listen.
Now, he also is a big Jaden Daniels proponent, and he did lay it out, but he was like, look, they had a very physical offensive line, a very physical defensive line. That's the first thing they're going to do. They're going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they have the skill positions, Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams, not to mention the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tall task.
Let's go to Ernie in Clinton. Ernie, what's up, buddy? Ernie!
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
What's up, Ernie? Doing okay. How are you?
Long-time listener. I called y'all some years ago when I had lost my leg and talked to y'all.
Oh, no.
And y'all kind of cheered me up. So I'm still
How are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good.
You have, like, can you get around? Did they give you, like, a prosthetic, or you got a wheel around?
Yeah, I got a prosthetic. I get around a little bit, so I'm satisfied.
Nice.
I'm satisfied.
Good. That's good to hear.
Nice.
My thing is for today is yesterday y'all was talking about Deion Sanders maybe getting, coaching the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And I know y'all love y'all family, man. Y'all talk about y'all family all the time.
Right.
Could you imagine him sending Michael Parsons out there to bust his son up if they happen to play the team that he just picked?
That's an interesting thought.
He said he only wants to go to the NFL if he can coach his sons, though. So we'll see how it plays out. He only wants to...
Yeah.
Go to the NFL if he can coach his sons.
I guess
I know, but the question was, do you think he would go to Dallas? And Dallas is a big part of his everything.
So I think he would if he could somehow engineer Shador to be the quarterback.
Well, how do
which
you
one of y'all could do it?
The coach would say to go wreck my son?
I mean, you wouldn't be happy about
it'd be hard.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
It'd be hard. I mean... Yeah, it's a great point. I got to ponder that a little bit, Ernie.
Okay, and my last question is... I missed out yesterday, and I don't know if y'all could do it on the air, but what is the C word?
Oh, okay, stay on hold.
Stay on hold, we'll tell you.
All right, grab your tongue.
Okay. I can tell you this. Drabby can't
think
wait
about,
to say it.
Think about, I want to see if he knows.
Think about baseball.
We tell him, Drabby.
He's asking what the C word is.
Think about baseball when you want to move a runner over from first to second, and a batter just
there's two C words.
Puts his bat down like that.
Yeah, but the
number one seed
that's
is
the number
is
one
we were talking about.
Do you understand, Ernie? Do you understand? You know, like a baseball bunt.
Yeah.
There's one that
now use the other use that letter.
I'll tell you what, let me hold on and someone just tell me real quick.
All right, yeah, I think you need some help. Hold on.
I'm
go back to him.
He definitely needs help because as soon as you gave him the hint, he should have been like, "Oh,
right."
There wasn't that reaction.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's up there. All right, is he on? All right. Ernie, now do you know what it is?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I can't imagine someone saying that and getting that upset over it.
Oh, I think, well,
it's pretty harsh.
Women do.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's as hardcore of a word as you can find for women.
See, there's two C words. Now, that's the number one C, but that describes the woman.
The
other one describes a guy.
The other word is awesome.
The second one's funnier.
The second one is
much funnier. Much easier to use.
What?
the environment that which it happened in Philly after a game, I could grab my wife by the arm and walk away from that one.
If they called your wife an ugly C-word, you could?
Yeah. If I was out there in Philly.
Yeah.
That's it's a
he didn't want to walk away because he wanted to watch the game.
Ernie would hop away.
Valdez, you went there.
Y'all got me, man.
Yeah, we got you on that one, Ernie.
I would have to
pogo stick.
I have to look around at the environment before I make that decision.
Right. No, okay, well you're
Ernie, how old are you?
Ernie, how old are you?
65.
All right. I really appreciate you.
I'd have taken the over.
And I'm glad you're doing well. Thank you, Ernie.
Doing great, man. I listen to y'all every morning. My clock go off at 6, and I'm up every morning watching and listening.
Good, so, man. You're the man.
Hey, yeah, so we really appreciate it. God love you. Thank you, Ernie.
All right,
buddy.
So, do we know the circumstances around him losing his leg? Did we get into that
before? I think
before?
He told us, but I forgot.
Mm. My guess would be diabetes. Right? Isn't that how most people lose their legs?
I don't know.
If you're not in war or something.
Could be a car accident.
So, fellas, so
could have been a shark attack.
Just looking at last year in the divisional round, the history of the divisional round in terms of Vegas odds, the 49ers laid. Now, this is just the spread. This is not the money line. The 49ers laid 10.5 to the Packers, and remember they squeaked. They won by 3. The Ravens last year played the Texans in the divisional round, laid 10, and won by 24. So. There were some pretty big, and I'm guessing that the money line numbers were probably pretty similar. Don't know, but I'm guessing they're pretty similar. So last year you had a couple circumstances where there was double digit point spreads.
Right. So it's not
outrageous.
It's not out of this realm. And listen, they've got an unbelievable record. They've been dynamite. So good. You know what? The pressure's on them. I love that. And if they could come through and pull it off, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail cakes.
When we come back, we'll continue to talk Commanders. Who's going to make a difference? Who's going to be the X factor for the Commanders beside Jaden Daniels? Who's going to step to the forefront to help them possibly beat the Lions in Detroit? We'll take your calls on that next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.